kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang susunod na Kim, ang kababayan nating si Abigail Adriano. Magandang araw, Abigail!
Hello! Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for your time. At congratulations, next Kim ng Miss Saigon.
Yes, it's an honor and a blessing to be able to be in this role, especially since so many amazing Filipinos before me has so iconically been a part of it, you know, like Lea Salonga.
What was the feeling when you got that call?
Oh my goodness. As soon as I got the call from my agent, I was in tears. I was crying so much. And, you know, I'm just so thankful to God. You know, I've been praying for this role so much and feel very blessed.
And who was the first person you rang?
Oh, the first person that I told was actually my sister. And she was standing right in front of me as I was on the phone, and you know, I was trying to tell her, be quiet, because I couldn't hear my agent on the phone, but she was already crying as well. And my ate, she was very supportive, because my ate was actually the one who introduced me to Miss Saigon.
She must have been your biggest fan from day one.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, she actually would always sing Gigi, and I would sing Kim when we sang the movie in my mind together. So, yeah.
Oh, so you're like Monique and Leia.
probably not that level, but you know, thanks for that.
So your sister is also into theater?
She is, yeah. But you know, as she got older, she found a passion for teaching. But I would say she has an amazing voice as well. And I think, you know, being Filipino, that comes with our blood.
You were born to Filipino parents. So I take it karaoke is like the next best thing. When you wake up, that's what you do.
Yes. When I wake up on a Saturday morning, my dad is playing, you know, all the OPM best hits from 2010.
So what is your favorite OPM?
Oh, I grew up singing Sarah Geronimo. I used to love singing this one song, Hun Dog. It was her version of it. And yeah, there's actually a clip of me singing it when I was a little baby, but I didn't understand the Tagalog, but I always tried to do my best as a one-year-old kid trying to sing Sarah.
So growing up in a Filipino household, growing up surrounded by people who love music, it was the natural progression for you, wasn't it?
I think a part of it was, definitely in my muscle, in my family blood. But I was very, very, very blessed to have been grown and nurtured in my family choir as well, because I grew up singing at my local Catholic parish, and I still do to this day sing every Sunday. And you know, learning from my cousins, my titas, and my everyone, it's been a collective effort. And as much as it is also natural progression, I think there was a lot of hard work that went behind it, you know, from singing choir songs to now learning how to sing more classically. And yeah, it's been a great journey.
So, as I mentioned earlier, you grew up in a Filipino household. School must be important as well.
Yes.
So you're taking your undergraduate at the moment?
I am, yes. School is a very important thing in my household. But at the same time, I've always loved studying. So that's been very helpful as well. I am in my second year of law. And I'm doing a law and arts. And I had to put that on pause because, you know, I just couldn't put my dreams aside when this came around to Sydney.
So what did your parents have to say?
My parents were extremely, extremely excited, but they were equally, you know, concerned, because as much as this is a life-changing role, it's going to affect my studies. And, you know, they sat down with me and they said, you know, look, after this, are you still going to go back to your studies? And I said, Yeah, I will. I will. And I think it's also good because it gives me reassurance that I've always got something to fall back on. But they are extremely supportive. Yeah.
When Lea Salonga got the role of Kim, she was doing her undergraduate on her way to become a doctor.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's life-changing. So being Kim changed everything for her. Are you prepared for that too?
Yeah. It did change everything for Lea. And, you know, I'm just going to take things as I go, see where, you know, God takes me. But if it ends up that I don't get that, then so be it. But, you know, for now, I've got that in the back of my mind that I'll go back to uni.
How are you preparing for Kim? Kim, at a very young age, has had so many sad experiences, so many trials and challenges that she had to face, compared to you growing up around a well-loved family, good surroundings. How are you preparing for the role? It's a 360-degree turn, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a very challenging role to portray because, you know, as you said, Kim's experiences are completely different from the way that I grew up. But I think what's so special about it is preparing for the role of Kim allows me to really take that moment to appreciate the people around me who I've been speaking to in preparation, who have gone through the struggles of war and who were refugees themselves. And so, when I'm learning about my character, not my character, Kim's character, but when I'm learning about Kim, it's very rewarding and very eye-opening to know how many people that she resonates with and how many people that Kim represents as she is a survivor. You know, she's a powerful woman and she represents all the powerful women who have had to survive for their family.
When Lea Salonga was named Kim, all the Filipinos around the globe were so proud of her. What are you feeling now that you will be Kim?
Unbelievable. I still pinch myself because this role has achieved so much, as you said, global acclaim for Lea when she was announced as Kim. And it means so much for me to stand there as a Filipino girl because of that connection that we all have to the show. And it's a bit daunting at the same time because I know that the role of Kim was carried with so much power and grace. So I'm walking into the rehearsal room with the deepest honor and the greatest thanks, and I hope that I can live up to it.
But you're not a neophyte in theater. You were in Matilda when you were six. And we've watched you in Unlisted in ABC and now in Netflix. So what makes this different from everything?
I would say that as much as I've been able to experience theater with Matilda the musical and acting with the Unlisted, Miss Saigon is a dream. You know, it's still a dream and I can't believe that I'm living its reality. And it's different because it's one of the most successful musicals in history. It's got a Tony Award from Lea and an Oliver Award. And I just think that the story itself is so powerful. And I'm very blessed to be able to experience that for the first time.
Do you remember the first time you watched Miss Saigon?
Actually, the first time I watched Miss Saigon, it wasn't in theaters, it was online. It was the 25th anniversary film that Cameron McIntosh did. And when I watched that, I wasn't okay. It took me like a week to recover emotionally from how powerful it was. It was life-changing.
Did you or do you have a favorite line from a song?
I do. There's so many different lines from the show that I love. But unfortunately, it comes from the more tragic songs. And my favorite line comes from Cuckoo Princess. And this is between the engineer, Tui, the person that Kim is betrothed to, and Kim. And they all say the same line at once. And I think they say, I'm talking of life or death now. I'm talking of staying free. So they all say that in unison as if they are all fighting for the right thing. But I think it so perfectly captures how it's not one person who's an evil character, but more so the war itself is the evil character against everyone. And everyone is just trying to survive their own complex journeys.
Maraming salamat, Abigail Adriano, at good luck sa pagsasaintablado ng Miss Saigon bilang
Thank
Kim.
Thank you so much.
You make Thank all Filipinos proud.
I'm very honored that I get to share this with all Filipinos around the world. So thank you very much once again.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.